This episode of Real Talk Tuesdays is sponsored by the Instant Replay Podcast by Dominic Chorowski. The Instant Replay Podcast is a sports podcast that provides fresh and unique ideas, opinions, and insights into the sports we all love, as well as review all of the most recent sports news, games, rumors, and so much more. Go download the Instant Replay Podcast by Dominic Chorowski on all streaming platforms. Last week on Real Talk Tuesdays, we spoke to Wild Perfection about her untraditional relationships. This week, and for our last episode of 2020, we continue that juicy conversation. Are you ready? Let's do it.
So a lot of that, I think, is stored in our super subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
For me personally, I want to say that I realized early that I had an issue with committing to just one person. When I went through therapy with my first husband, when it failed, I realized a lot of what I did was really upbringing, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. And I say upbringing simply because a lot of things that we are exposed to determine how what we are and aren't allowed are going to accept.
Right.
That makes any sense. Yep. My mom, great woman. She also similar energy tried to save the bad boy and became fixated on the bad boy, made a great home for him. He still went out and made children with two other wives. One of them not in a position to where she could take care of the children. My mother ended up raising her children. Second young woman ended up, my mother being a mentor to her.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me disliked how my father operated at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother made it clear that she knew who she got involved with.
Mm-hmm.
And her part in the situation was that she was trying to save him, and she did to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't lose herself in being involved with him, but she was accepting of all parts of him. Mm-hmm. Which meant she clearly wasn't the only woman in his life.
Right. Mm-hmm.
With that being said, he still did what he had to do.
Mm-hmm.
He still took care of the children he created, even when that got to the point to where my mom wasn't going to be with him anymore. He still did his part. With that being said, I feel like that is my outlook on life. Mm-hmm. Shit don't have to be picture perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as we
perfect.
Both.
It just got to be your perfect.
It's got to be my perfect. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And so I think that made me a lot more accepting and open to this idea that it didn't have to be like everybody else do it.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I got what I needed from the situation and they got what they needed.
Mm-hmm. That's all that matters.
That's all that
mattered. That's all that mattered.
Mm. So I have a question about the kids.
The kids.
The kids. So how, like, what's that conversation?
Yeah, I was like, that's my other thing.
What's that?
Yeah.
How does that?
I'm tongue tied. I'm
how
so
does
fascinated.
That work?
Because that's my other thing. Is like, how do you explain it?
She over here getting hot, and I'm just like, what the fuck?
Right, I'm over here.
So
I probably
my
got my mouth
terrible,
open
honey.
And not
will,
my head.
I appreciate every, even if I don't deal with the person anymore, every good time we had, don't let me get a flash.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So the kids, so first of all, both of them were in their 40s. And if you, I just turned 31 yesterday.
Yeah.
So I was only a couple of years older than they oldest.
Right. Okay.
Three
so that's
boys.
Why, okay. This is exactly where I was going. Go ahead, girl.
I had the
Man,
oldest
we on
boys.
The same bus. We've been on the same bus this whole trip. Let's go.
So the oldest three boys, you know, I'm only a couple of years older than them. So I was worried about, you know, what they think anyway. But they actually were really cool. Like, they thought it was hot that their mom had a girlfriend and she was young. And I think one of them was like, yo, where you find her at?
Right. And that's like when you said the first for the second situation and the kids being older, that was my thought. I'm like, well, damn. What if one of the sons was like, yo?
Yo. Right.
Right.
You know what
Look,
I'm
and that was crazy too, because I was torn when we actually ran our own separate ways. The older two of the sons actually continued to communicate with me, so I was torn, like, ooh, do I still talk to you?
Am I supposed to talk to you?
Right.
Because they were cause just like,
keep
cool.
talking.
Right.
Right. Like, is it out of bounds?
Is
like,
it out of bounds? And then it's like, well, damn, shit, you know.
mind sitting on faces.
I'm done.
But yeah, thankfully, their sons were very immature for their ages.
Thank God.
Because that matters. They were very attractive young men, but immature for their age. And I ain't got time to be teaching nobody child what I like. I'm sorry. Right. I need you to be grown enough to figure it out for the most part yourself. God damn it.
I know that's right.
Off the ground children. Somebody might hear and be like,
I know. So sorry. Right. We're gonna keep it. No name.
Right.
So anyway, they have five kids.
The younger children. What is that when you're having that conversation if questions get asked, is that how it's addressed or is it addressed just straight up front?
Mm-hmm. I left it with my son to once he asked questions.
Okay.
So he's like, oh, that's your friend? Yep, that's my friend. Mm. Oh, your friend's really nice. I know. She's really nice. Mm. I think he picked up on but he was aware. Mm. Not aware of what was going on with me and the lady friends before, but the interaction was similar. He didn't need to ask questions, if that made any sense. Mm-hmm. The interaction, the way I interact with his father, he's seen it. With the female friend, he was aware.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he's like, okay.
You know, and that's and literally it had been those two relationships, and then the couple, you know, my mm-hmm. first couple, he saw that they got that same energy because, you know, our kids determine a lot of shit based on their interaction of the adults. Right. So I think he wanted to ask the question with my first female friend, mm-hmm. but you could just see him mm-hmm. looking at the picture, and he understood mm-hmm. my connection with daddy is the connection I'm having here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good, be good with it. You happy? I'm happy. That's his energy. It's not much or too many people you don't care for at all.
Right.
And he got to see that same example with my first couple, being around, the time spent, the attention. He know I'll pay nobody no damn attention. So when I do, he be knowing something up.
Right.
Because I don't pay nobody no damn attention. You know? I be looking at the phone, it ring and shit sometimes. Like, yeah. So he's aware of my energy. Mm-hmm. So with the kids, so of their six kids, they had five boys. Boys wasn't a problem. I was worried about the daughter, really, because of the three younger ones. She was the oldest, 14. Mm-hmm. Yes, 14. So she was aware of what was going on with her mom.
Yeah.
I think she was okay with the idea of me and mom. Somewhere when she found out that it was the idea of me, mom, and dad, she was looking funny. Mm. Like the interaction with me and her, kind of when me and mom's out and we're doing our little lovey-dovey thing. Because a part of me, too, felt like she was bi-curious, too, but she's just keeping it to herself.
Mm-hmm.
But the interaction with me and mom, she seemed more comfortable with. Whenever her dad was affectionate towards me, or it was all three of us, she was looking at the picture like she didn't understand, or she didn't want to understand, mm-hmm. or wasn't quite happy with it. Mm-hmm. So her energy was really the only one that I was worried about, because I could see it, if that makes any sense. You can kind of, stand on the outside, you could see it. She was way more bonded with her mother, though, too, anyway. Her and mom was just like, it was a different bond from her and dad. Dad was like, all right, but he there. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think that possibly that maybe she, like what you just said, she had more of a connection with her mother, desired a deeper father-daughter relationship, but then now here's another female.
Stepping in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And getting something that he's not even trying to extend towards.
Right. Connection. I can't even have it with my daddy and he's giving it to somebody else.
Right.
I absolutely see that being a thing. So, our energy was kind of distant again after I became aware of that. Mm-hmm. Then I started really looking at the picture. Mm-hmm. So I already seen little stuff I needed to see, ignore it. And then your child is giving me a different energy based off of.
Mm-hmm.
I just paid attention to the difference in her energies towards me, whether it was me and mom or me, mom and dad or me and dad. You know, she didn't care for the me and dad energy at all.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And I've been there, too, because as a kid, honey, my father remarried. I know my role. I wasn't having that shit.
Yeah.
Me and new wife fought all the time because we weren't properly
Yeah.
put together. You know what I'm saying? I thought I ran some shit. you know. I was my daddy woman, you know, weird to say it that way, but that's no, really but how kids I, see shit when you don't know, put them in a proper
girl,
role.
Like, your daddy's girl. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, especially if your father is in your life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And another woman comes in. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Who's
you?
Right.
Right.
Like, I'm going to need you to sit over there. Like, right. Way over there.
Right.
Because that's my daddy.
We'll call you when you're ready. It's not your turn.
Right. Right. Like, right. Like, be glad I'm sharing it with mom.
Right.
Shit.
Right.
You know, but dead ass because the, you
that's
know,
so true, though.
Kids are like that. And I swear, right. I don't think, I never, oh, God damn it, we keep bringing these kids up in this shit. But I never experienced that, though, until Daylan.
Yeah. Well, she's a girl.
Yeah. And, you know, my daughter's boys, but she, and she's getting a little better. And that Lotus, I said, like, I'm struggling to say little. But she, Daylan, if Christopher was touching me,
oh, she'd or be she, like,
she's like, yo, I'm gonna need you to back up.
Right.
Or if we're hugging. Or anything.
Oh, she don't like that.
She don't. Right. She wouldn't fool with it. Now the retarded fucking thing is the dog act the same goddamn way.
I'm done.
But
she's female though too.
But she's a female, right?
Right.
So
territorial.
But really, I never experienced that. So it's like, you know, we would be together, and that's like for years. Like she, her ass made sure we put her to bed at 8:30. She was like, they might be trying to do something right about now. Let me go bust in. And she come right in there and crawl right in the bed, make sure she slept right in between us.
Damn.
Hey. I'm so serious.
Kids are the biggest blockers, though. But damn.
Right, and it's a territory thing, I swear.
And she did. And I just never, and she would be like, but the weird thing about it was that if he came and touched me, she was like, uh-uh. And if I went and touched him, she would be like, y'all don't fucking understand. Y'all was just supposed to get together to fucking make me, and that's it.
Right.
Y'all don't talk no more. It's just me. Like, that's it. It is me. That is it.
So right. Funny.
But, you know, so like I said, I never experienced that. So that's why I was asking. But I could see in a young girl's mind.
Yeah.
Thought process, you know. I know for me and my shit that I've gone through with, you know, my parents and my daddy, knowing, wanting to feel like a daddy's girl. I never ever felt like a daddy's girl. I think I'm kind of a daddy's girl now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit, but it's women have always been very dominant. In my arena,
same
in my presence, and so I've always kind of. So, like I said, I guess I kind of went there into a path of like really trying to, as you were talking, going back to how I felt as a 14-year-old little girl, and trying to figure out, well, why my daddy don't love me?
Right.
Right.
Why is it, you know, this woman
right,
and not me?
Right.
You know, yeah. Why is it, you know, and why is it this or why is it that? So that's why when you were talking, that literally took me back to that space of saying, I totally understand why she was looking the way she was looking.
Right.
I get it.
Like, right.
100%. I get it.
Right.
Absolutely. I understand that now.
So that makes sense. I think that's one of the things that, you know, I totally believe in it, and people being free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people have life mates, you know, and some people, like you said, and then you have some people who was like, you know what, there's just some things that because of what has happened in their life, and their experiences that they've had, that one, this person, this male or this female, is not going to be able to tap into.
Right.
Because of an experience of something that maybe happened to me, you know, coming up, or this person coming up, that no matter how hard, you know, this one person tries, or this one person, you're just never, it's not, and it's nothing wrong. It doesn't mean that person doesn't love you. Doesn't mean that, you know, it's just that something happened. To that particular person at some point in time, something traumatic, something whatever it was.
Right.
And so when you, say female, are trying to tap into your husband, you're not going to get it.
Right.
Right. Because something traumatic happened to him dealing with the woman or dealing, you know, with that. And you trying to figure out, like, what the fuck?
Right.
But it's just that you can't reach her. So, you know what I'm saying? You can't. So then it's like, okay, but this person can. The opposite sex person can. So I understand that. I understand the statement that you made earlier when we first started talking and saying, you know, not one person can be everything to somebody. I understand it, but I do believe you can't have one. Well, there is one person. Some people are fine with just one person.
Right.
Like, dead ass. I think my son is like that. My oldest.
You think so?
Yeah, because he's like, he just like, I just want one. I think he's just like, why in the hell would I put myself through food?
with more than one person.
Why would I fucking deal with two periods? Why?
Right. That's like, smart that's on his part much. As a just, man. I mean, right. We're like, definitely fun. A lot.
You know, we but are. You but you do have those people that, you know, that it does work for. That it's just not. This is just my one person, and that's all I need. And then, but you do have, again, and I think things happen that way, or poly relationships happen mm-hmm. that way because of past experiences.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, you know, I not necessarily have any, because off top first, let me, because I feel like I'm trying to make it seem like these people are supposed to help me and make me better. Mm-hmm. No, off top, you got to get your shit together first.
Absolutely.
Period.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to have yourself mentally together mm-hmm. and being accountable of, okay, I know this is not going to be it for me, or I know, right. I know I need more.
And you can't fix me.
You can't, yeah.
I have to fix myself first.
Mm-hmm. Right. I have to fix me first. And realizing what works for you, what's not going to work for you. Mm-hmm. And, okay, because of this experience I have, even though I've accepted the experience, mm-hmm. I have healed from it. Just because you heal from something does not mean that it's now okay for me to do it with you. Mm, does that make yes. sense?
That uh-huh. is true.
Mm-hmm. Makes perfect sense.
True. Yeah,
because sometimes I feel like people, well, if you heal from it, then you're fine. And
you're good to act normal. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm you good. Don't get to tell, but that shit don't fucking mean. Heal.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. Know? I think and that's so, harder for some to understand than others. It is because we means. All heal and deal with things different. Prior to right. and after differently. I think that was his effort, though, honestly.
Okay.
To attempt to tiptoe around her healing and her process. It's really hard. I think women would understand that in a different way mm-hmm. that men would. Mm-hmm. Just really, mm-hmm. you just, we the same. You know what I'm yeah. saying? We can relate to that in a different way that men can.
Yep. Yep.
And if we not communicating well, or they're not really, really, really in tune with us, they don't know what the hell. They can't.
Right.
I mean, is right. it the period today right. or is it the right. other? What is it? You know what I'm saying?
What is it?
And most of right. the in. You know, and depending on how well you are equipped to deal with that, some of them just say, fuck it.
Exactly. Right.
Really? Exactly. And I really think yeah. it really just got to be a lot. And yeah. it just went to fuck it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? In hindsight, actually, too, I think she said that he brought up the idea of could he have someone else while they were going through their dealing, mm-hmm. her healing, her through whatever, because mm-hmm. it had actually been years or whatever the case was, it wasn't dealt with, and then it just came up, whatever happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, okay, so now we got to deal with this. Mm-hmm. He tried to be helpful, mm-hmm. but there's only so much mm-hmm. you right. can do. There's mm-hmm. only right. so much you can help her this far in the journey, and she's got to run it the rest
but
of the
she box. Still has to want to she still has to acknowledge
exactly
what's going on in her.
And I think yeah. she realized that a little later than mm-hmm. she wanted to. Mm-hmm. But they already at foundation was already, you know, rocky, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
It does. She discussed it. They discussed her having a friend and him having a friend. Mm-hmm. But I guess she got mixed up with her friend first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I understand that he hadn't gotten to a place of finding a friend and doing his own thing. But they was aware of.
He ended up being both of their friends.
Which was too much. Too right. much when you're dealing with.
Right.
Opposite they is, if they were similar, right. similar shit, right. we could work through it together. Right. But they literally were on opposite ends of the spectrum right. and shit and growth and whatever it was that they wanted, needed, trying to do. And then what about my shit? I literally right. got right. to that point yeah. where fuck, my shit just came to a grinding halt. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of conversation of me relocating with them. And I'd already seen oh. the
things. Yeah. So that idea had changed for me. Mm-hmm. I wasn't interested in, and then at the end of the day, it's different if we all move together in a place that was neutral. Yeah. I can't come into y'all's environment. My energy ain't going to be the same.
Right.
I promise you.
Right. That, mm-hmm. Because, like you said, your energy's not going to be the same because the energy and the environment has been set.
Right. It has been set.
You know, so.
And it's mostly hurt. It's
mostly
yours.
It's dominant. Mm-hmm. It's not neutral.
Right.
Across. Like, if, you know, if we all moving together, you know, we all need to go find a place and pick it together.
Right.
Like, and we all need to decide equally. Mm-hmm. And feel the same about it. Because, mm-hmm. like, so you're going in neutral.
Right.
Now, nobody can come in saying, I didn't know, or I didn't really want this, or I didn't know. No. You know, whatever. So,
yeah, I
understand that makes a lot of sense of saying.
Right.
That's a lot.
It was a lot. It was a great experience, though.
Like, right. It sounds like it's fun, but exhausting all at the same time.
When we had our great moments, I want to say that too. Kudos to them, because I feel like sometimes too, when we get busy, we grow up, we become adults, we got bills, we got kids, we got this, that, and the third. We forget to have fun, and we forget to do shit. Mm-hmm. These two, at least once a week, they asses was somewhere partying, enjoying. Just they did do that well. Mm-hmm. I just feel like had that carried over and spilled over into the home and into the regular shit a little more.
Yeah.
It could have been more beneficial. Mm-hmm. But when they did, you know, they did make once a week, I want to say that, lunch date. They did make some time, effort to spend time.
But that's important. That's definitely got me. We were, as crazy, me and Christopher were just talking about that. And,
yeah, because y'all have date night, right?
Girl.
Every Friday,
right? We try to do it every Friday.
Yeah.
We try to do date night every Friday. You know, and
that's important.
And it's important. Like, it's so
I remember
important.
Them saying, like, that in marital
counseling. Just because you have kids, like,
mm-hmm.
your life does not stop.
It don't stop.
Right. It does not stop. But, you know, you have to, we fall so, it's so easy.
We get comfortable.
It is. It's so easy, right? You mm-hmm. get comfortable, and it's so easy to just fall into the routine.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the issue, is that you fall so much into a routine.
Mm-hmm.
That if you forget, remember, what was our a few episodes back when we were talking about change and when you
mm-hmm.
And you know, you get married, you get into that routine, and you look up and 10 years have gone by.
Right.
And like I said, y'all don't take no vacations together. Y'all ain't just y'all
just
one
going
on
through
one,
the motions.
Just handling
no
business,
kids.
Right.
And then you look up and you don't even know this motherfucker.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
don't
you
get
know,
no chance to let your hair down and have fun.
None. No, but then you get scared because now it's like, okay, I don't know this person. But then it's like, well, I've changed.
Mm-hmm.
But how do I explain to this person
that I've changed?
You because
evolved.
Because y'all have just been, and both of you have evolved.
Mm-hmm.
And the shit can be fucking awesome if you talk.
Right.
But because you've gotten so much into a fucking routine,
right,
of raising these goddamn kids and not paying attention and or running businesses or going to work or doing whatever, y'all stop paying attention to each other,
right.
So true.
You know, and so
I don't
want
to do
that. And that's you don't want to do that. Like, you know, I have a lot of fucking fun with my husband. Mm-hmm. Like, we have a good time. Like,
yeah,
we have a lot of fun. We stupid as fuck. Like, we really are. But yeah. Let me tell you something. My marriage is probably the hardest fucking thing I've ever done in my life.
Aww.
Like, you think I'm going to get married again?
Hell no.
I told him, this shit don't work out, nigga. I'm out here thotting. All day. I ain't even playing.
I'm done with
like,
you.
Like, I'm going to be 60 thotting. Like, dead ass. Because, like, serious. Like, it's hard work. And so, when you come, when you start getting into, that's why when I think about, you know, poly marriages and poly relationships, I'm like, oh, fucking God. Like,
right. Like,
that's
like
exhausting.
So much.
Yeah. And so, it's like, you know, listening to you tell your story, I'm like, girl, go out there and pick up that fucking car. Your ass strong as fuck. Because I just like, and that it takes, it's not just, but like mentally, like you.
Right.
And that's what I mean by go outside and pick up the car. Let's look at that shit. Because your mental is straight. Like,
right.
It's good. And it's that takes a lot. That's a lot.
I wasn't aware. I definitely learned that throughout the process. I don't know what I thought.
But that's honest.
That's honest.
You know, I literally, and I think so many people go into it with the idea of having fun and we just doing this right. without all the other shit that goes into right. it. Because you really have to start being considerate to people, their feelings, especially when you care, and all the other shit. You know what I'm saying? I had to do a lot of evaluating my damn self, mm-hmm. you know, especially when miscommunications happen. All right, well, you know, we know you like to go do what the fuck you want to do. But when people worried about you and people looking after you and they expecting, mm-hmm. or you start habits, and I'm fine with habits, but once it become a chore, I get an attitude.
Right. I know that's right.
And I literally got to like that at one point, like, God damn it, I'm not one of your kids. You ain't got to worry about me.
Right.
I got this. But it don't fucking work that way.
When people care about you.
Yeah. And you develop a routine and you allow that.
Don't we know? Wonder Woman.
Sorry, lady that called the studio. Heard me fussing at somebody who didn't want to tell me that they were safe. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because I'm that person. I need to know. Once I care about you, I need to know you're all
right. Right.
I need to, like, y'all see me waiting to make sure all the cars pull off of the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. I understand that now, but at first it was just like, well, why wouldn't I be all right? I don't be messing with nobody. Right. Ain't nobody after me.
Right. Oh, but it, you know, yeah, I think that's just an independent thing. But no, because that was something that I had to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, with my husband, mm-hmm. even when we were just dating and we, like, got really serious, mm-hmm. I mean, we've been together for 103 years. But it was, I've always just been such a freak, like, just, I'm gonna do what the fuck I want to do.
Right.
And anybody in my family says, Sasha's gonna do whatever else you wanna do. It don't even fucking matter.
Right.
Like, but, you know, with, I had to learn, that was something I had to learn. That was hard for me, because he would be like, well, you know, well, where are you going, or did you go? Like,
right. Like, what?
Why? Like, or, like, me and my friends were like, I'm saying, oh, we going out. We going to go here. And so we probably are going there first.
But we go somewhere else.
That wasn't the end of
right.
it.
Right. But I don't know. I ain't going to tell you I'm going to go somewhere yet, because I don't know where I'm going yet. But I can right. tell you I am going to this spot.
Right.
Right? And so he, you know, would get upset. And I didn't understand why. And I'm like, why are you checking for me? Like,
right.
I'm trying to control me. I'm a grown-ass woman. You know what right. I'm saying? You don't fucking tell me. You know? And not realizing, just, you know, like, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to control you. But as your husband, or, you know, and like I said, that started then. I didn't realize what was going on until we got married. And then it wasn't right when we got married. It was into the marriage before. I was like, that's why you was.
Okay.
I get it. But, you know, I took it as you checking for me.
As I did, too.
I'm not going to check for you.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to check. I'm just not going to check for you. And so, but, and not like I'm not going to check for you, like I don't care. I'm not going to check for you because I trust you.
I ain't worried about
and
what
so,
you do.
What you're doing. That was my thought process.
Right.
So, you know, our perception is our reality.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So that's how, so when you calling me and you genuinely just like, I'm just
want to make sure you're okay. Hey, I was taking it some kind of, I did that.
You know, like I just mm-hmm. genuinely want to make sure you're okay.
Right.
And you, I'm not saying you can't go no place else, or I'm not trying to clock your every move.
Right.
But if you going, you know, to the titty hop over here mm-hmm. and you tell me that's where you going, mm-hmm. but then you end up over here at the pussy pop and something pop off at the pussy pop, I don't pay attention to it because you told me you was at the titty hop.
Right.
You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right, right.
So, and it didn't make sense. And then until, you know, like a few years where I got into it, and then I understood, like,
just checking for the well-being. You know I'm responsible.
Right.
But it's out of love.
Right, right. You know, and I would tell him, I said, you think I'm stupid? You think I'm not?
I swear I reacted just like you. But, my ex-husband used to call me every time I left with a fucking baby. I know how to take care of the baby. Okay. Like, and it wasn't even about me. He just making sure we safe.
Right.
And then he got two of us to worry about out there instead of one. Right.
And babe, that's the first thing to come out of my mouth to him. I'd be like, you just think I'm fucking stupid. Like, I don't know nothing. I know what the fuck I'm doing. And you're like, right. That's why the fucking dog is high, right? You know what the fuck you're doing.
Don't bring up old stuff now.
Right.
Fuck that dog. Right. She did it to herself.
She be so goddamn greedy.
Right, greedy ass dog.
Get me in trouble.
But right, you know what I'm saying? But no, but you know, to bring it full circle, we digress. But to bring it full circle, you know, I think that's a lot. It's a lot to take on. Mm-hmm. And it takes very strong people.
Yeah.
To be in that type of relationship or that type of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I just...
Yeah, you have to balance how those do you energies find and emotions.
That's strong. That's right. Like literally. Like right. That's my whole... Like for real, how do you find three people who are completely 100% confident in themselves and confident in two
their connections
other
to each other.
And right. Yes,
because two might be fine, but one might not. And then that's where you have an issue.
And
well, I feel like I chose
to marry. Suffer in silence. And that's my thing, like that suffer in silence. That's what I'm talking about, the suffering. That's what I was getting to, the suffering in silence. Like,
yeah.
I signed up for this, but I'm not sure. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I signed up for it and I was gung ho.
And that's crazy, though.
But that's where we go to the developing. As you get older, your desires change.
Change.
What you tolerate changes.
Right.
So. It's like when you get in, that's why I'm like, there is no way in hell Sasha Monet can be in a poly. First of all, I'm stingy as fuck. Let's just start there.
She said, let's start there. What's mine is mine.
What's mine is mine.
What's yours is mine.
What's yours is mine.
Right.
And what's mine is mine.
Period.
So it's all mine.
Period.
Right.
Done with you. Period.
And period. An exclamation point.
So I feel like I have to be okay with it simply because of how I am, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like everything you about to deal with that come with me, you got to be okay with it.
Right.
So
right.
I'm going to have to be okay with, you know, all of you, well, that I, makes right. any sense.
But I think, like, you know, for you, I think you're where you are. Like I said, it's not many women out here that are mentally in tune with themselves.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Okay. It's not a lot of women out here
mm-hmm.
that are just like, you know what? I'm good with me.
Right.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what.
Right.
Right.
You know, whatever works. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It's cool.
Right.
And it's a learned experience.
Right.
Right. So
it's a learned experience.
I learned that from a book I was reading. It was talking about having regrets and how that just doesn't work at the end of your life. Mm-hmm. Every experience, whether it's considered failed or successful, as long as you learn and grow from the experience, it mm-hmm. makes it a success.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So I had to really stop looking at things.
My mom used to tell me, and my aunt, I think she told me, and my aunt would say it all the time. And it was that a lesson unlearned is a lesson returned.
Mm. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You just don't want to go sitting on people's faces. And,
you know what?
You know.
Not and, think they gon'.
And don't think.
They gon' go cray cray.
And you ain't got that middle of the mall. And you just out here dropping it on people. And then you think, you know. Oh, I'm sorry. I went somewhere else. My bad. What was
you went somewhere
about?
Completely different. The shade.
She said the shade. So overall, from the experience, I can't honestly say that I am 100% that I'm going to do it again. Mm-hmm. I'm not, honestly, because I know individually what I like about both. And again, I ain't doing nobody's just dating. Because then if y'all break up, I got to figure out who the fuck make more money. Right. So I can go with you.
That part,
you know what?
Though.
You know what? I'm going to say to you what I say to her. Please, it's time for you to get your milk and go to bed.
What happened?
Time to take a nap. Get your milk, it's time for you to take a nap.
Take a nap.
Time to take a nap.
Time to take a nap.
Time to take a
take a nap. You sleepy.
You need a nap.
I'm done. But I feel like a couple that is definitely more commit. Couples, married couples, I do those because they're committed. It's a deeper thing. I expect the bond and communication, so many things to be together better. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's not easy to do. That makes
y'all
things.
Pause. Don't y'all be hitting us up on the gram talking about so.
Right.
That ain't what we this don't is, do couples. That. Don't no. do it. Mm-mm. Don't be hitting us talking about, hey, y'all show.
Because, see, you got
wow, perfect. How listen, can I get a hold of her? You can't.
Listen, let me make available. Something abundantly clear, okay? One of our hosts is from Chicago. And the other one, although she seems so sweet and lovely, she's sweet. Still a train killer at the end of the day. Don't do it. Because I'm already a little bit cuckoo anyway. Like, don't make me cut you.
She said you Ty act like she
make me cut you. I be trying to act like she just, y'all hear her all the time. Y'all hear her every time. Y'all hear her on the show. It never fails. We will never have a show and you don't hear Ty say at least three times, oh. Oh, and my ass just seemed really like,
Just don't piss me off and we good.
But her ass crazy.
I'm trying to tell crazy. You, don't. When well, not like love these you, two.
I am absolutely
I love, so.
Precious.
You are precious.
Precious. When I tell you,
you're precious.
I'm precious.
Okay, I ain't gonna call you out.
I'm precious.
You are precious. That you are. You are precious. You are precious. Yes.
I tell you what.
So fine. My last question. Do you ever think that you would be in a poly marriage?
That was my question too.
I do. But really, I feel like it would not be a situation where the couple is already established for me.
That's okay. Yes, that's what I mean. Like,
I feel like I'm strong enough in my foundation of me. I will find a woman possibly first because I feel like the bond between the women is so fragile. And it's so important to the cooperation to the entire situation sticking right. together. The women set the tone. We just do. And so I feel like if I could find a wife and we could be good with it, then we could find our king together. And it would have to work like that and become a union that way.
Gotcha.
Again, it's kind of hard to influence and have so much energy over, not even having energy over, just an equal contribution in a union that's already set. These people have already had time to get to know each other. Mm-hmm. You may be seen as the outside fascinating thing that some people mix up infatuation, lust, all that good shit. That shit get mixed up because the emotions are so similar. I mean, it takes time to invest it to even know what is what anyway. If we are going there.
Right.
So I just don't feel like those situations would be as authentic, if that makes any sense. Because it's not like me and you having to get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then having to present our best to our to-be other person. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying?
So are you open to either one? Or is that your own, like, as after being married? And so we talk about all of our experiences, like, where Ty is right now, being divorced and then engagement ending. And so now, you know, she's a single woman out here doing her thing.
Sorry, I sound a little bit too excited about that.
Hey, though, you should be.
Come on, Wonder Woman.
I am. I'm enjoying
Wonder
my
Woman.
Life
go ahead, do that spin. Do that spin. Go ahead in the chair. Throw that ass in a circle. Okay, sorry.
You better get it.
Like I said, you being married before and then being in poly relationships, are you open to either again, or are you just, I just want to be in a poly marriage and that's it, or I'm just open to just me having my husband?
I am honestly open to having good friends first. And I feel like if those friendships bridge over and become relationships, that I could be open to whichever way it goes. Again, I love women for the reason that they're women.
Right.
I love men for the reason that they're men, neither one over the other. If I could have them both, then, you know, I'm just feeling like I got my cake and my ice cream. It don't have to be that way.
Mm-hmm. I would like it to be that way. Right. And mm-hmm. if I could, and I feel like, you know, there could be so many opportunities for growth, change, so many things for me mm-hmm. in both. Okay. If I could, sure. I'm open-minded. I'm not closed to the idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, some people get scarred. You know, right. That's why I asked the question. Right. Some people
okay. get no, scarred, I'm not,
and it's like, you know, they did the married thing, mm-hmm. you know, just the monogamous you know, right. marriage, and it's like, you know, I did this, and it's like, nah, fuck that.
You know, I don't feel scarred by any of the situations.
You know, but I think, you know,
what you're talking about.
You know, I actually...
Let me not say scarred. I don't want to say scarred.
Or even sometimes... The fact that they don't end the way we desired or as positively right. as someone would have desired. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm cool with that, if that makes any sense. I feel like each situation or person crosses our path to be a lesson or a blessing. You're either going to teach me something
mm-hmm.
or, you know, you're going to teach me something, another kind of lesson. Right. Yeah,
this is right. why we need our machine.
What? We need some stamps.
Right when she did that?
Wait,
that
I got hand claps? You like my hand clap dance?
Right, yes, your hand clap dance? Hey. That was the praise. That was a sermon right there.
Right, it really was.
Can we say it again for the people in the back?
Once again. I mean, every situation, every person that crossed our path, they are either a lesson or a blessing for us. And as long as we look at the situations like that, I feel like we can take the positives from it. We can learn from it and we can be still ready to use whatever we learn from that situation to be better the next time, if that makes any sense. So mm-hmm. from this situation, I definitely learned that one, keep my own shit straight.
Mm. Yeah.
Keep my own shit straight. Make sure I know what I'm getting into. If I ain't with it, say so.
Right.
It's okay to not be with it.
Right.
And no one else's feelings override what I want and what I feel right. about the situation. When we let ourselves get into situations like that, we find ourselves pushed to be into shit and doing stuff we really don't want to do. You mm-hmm. half-ass doing this, mm-hmm. that, and the third. And people going to be affected, not in a way that you want to.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned that. I learned how to pay attention to my intuition, I think, more. I think we know we have that shit, but for some reason we taught so deeply not to trust mm-hmm. that shit.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because it's crazy, like...
If only I listened to my intuition more often.
Made my neck itch.
Not your neck itch.
Oh, no, that's right.
Y'all seem to have a problem when I say that.
You know what? Right, I'm that's entertained what I thought thoroughly. I'm like, Lord, you're going to make a butt itch. She down with you.
It just went to my neck.
It's just the neck that
just
time.
Just the neck that time.
I like it. Body compass. Body compass. It was a good time. So, yes. So each lesson, each situation... we learn something from it and you take that and you make the next situation better, or you are aware of that. So paying attention to my intuition, a lot of shit that I felt and shrugged off, the shit came right back and it was always worse the next time around. It came back. Right, if that makes any sense. The first time you just feel it, you shrug it off. The next time you see something, you shrug it off. And the next time it's a blow up.
Right.
Dealing with the same shit that could have been addressed already.
Mm-hmm.
And intuition try to handle it gently. Oh, okay, you're going to ignore me?
Right.
And then you have to deal with stuff. So I learned a lot to just pay attention to the shit. You know, there's plenty going on with us, connected to us. This got your back. They're going to let you make your decisions and do what the fuck you're going to do. Right. But they got your back at the end of the day. And they will attempt to steer us in the safest direction.
And for directions, and then I tell you. And then you
go your own way.
Right.
Exactly. Didn't I just fucking tell you?
Now I'm going to follow your ass and watch where you...
And now you calling me back when I watched your ass turn
go
left.
Go the wrong way, and I told you, don't
now
go that way.
Now you calling me back again?
Right, and ironically, I was actually in the middle of my spiritual journeys, transitioning to from what I really believed and what really felt right when we crossed paths. So I felt like, oh, okay, from the get-go, oh, this could be a good lesson. Mm-hmm. But I had no idea what kind of lesson it was going to be, or that it was going to be the challenge... that it was going to be the challenge and the blessing that it turned out to be. Because it really did turn out to be a blessing. Great people. Mm-hmm. Great people.
And this is that. I like your energy behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, you know, people, we go through situations and we get into relationships and different types, you know, friendships.
Right.
Friendships, like deep intimacy relationships. Mm-hmm. I love your take on your past relationships.
Right.
I'm saying, you know, it was good. You know, they're great people. They're, I wish I could say that. No, you fucking bitches out here. But anyway, I'm sorry.
Well, thankfully, any past relationship we've been able to maintain some level of a cordial friendship, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, after all this happened, months went by before I really realized that I did lose more than a girlfriend or an intimate partner. Mm. Beyond the sexual side of things and things like that, we really were good friends. Mm. And we shared a lot of energy and time spent with each other. And I think sometimes, too, that shined a light on me, what type of friend I want to be towards my friends, if that makes any sense. Feeling I had never lost a friend, per se, in my life, because I don't hold on to people like that, to feel a loss when one of my friends is gone. And so in this situation, I had a close friend and a lover that I lost at the same time. And so I really felt it.
Yeah.
And then I had to research why I was feeling that way. You know what I'm saying? Because it really was deeper than that side of things. We had a whole nother side of a friendship that was lost.
Girl,
too.
Your ass should have been here last week. Oh. We were talking about this shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah. But yeah, because when you really lose a friend, like for me, because I am guarded.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we talked about, you know, like it's a little bit of this that we touched on this last week, but I'm a guarded, but my husband says he was like, you just so friendly, and I'm not friendly. It's just that, and not that saying friendly is a bad thing. I'm sorry. Be friendly, people. Be nice.
Everybody play nice now.
Right. Everybody play nice. But no, what I feel like a statement means from him is that once I've spent some time with you, and I'm like, all right, I can trust you. You know, I let people in. He don't trust nobody. And I would get mad at him. Because I would be like, I don't trust people, but come on, dude.
You don't trust nobody.
But,
you literally just described me, because people say that I am friendly all the time, and I attempt
to be right. I just attempt to be
put
cordial,
on my
fucking
best.
Cordial. I'm going to be cordial. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing wrong. Like I said, it's nothing wrong with being nice.
Right.
Or appealing to people's better nature.
Right.
That's what
it's not. Right. It's nothing wrong with being that. But really, truly letting you in
is
a different story.
Is a different story. And yes. I've gotten burned, you know, twice.
I can relate.
Oh, wow.
Where I've really just really trusted. And
yeah.
That shit hurts. It's like when you lose a friend, even so you don't even have to be intimate. Like, say your situation, you know, you guys were really good friends and then it turned into that. But in my cases, no, it wasn't that. It didn't turn into where these are my friends, really, really close best friends who I consider like sisters. It didn't turn intimate. But when you lose,
it's
like a divorce.
It affects you. Right.
Because it's like, that I've lost that connection and that light, or I hate to say lifeline, but that was a part of you. That was an artery. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Or they were a light person that helped bring light into your life.
Yeah.
Period.
And so when you, that shit, it hurts. It hurts. It like,
does.
Fuck.
It does.
It's just like, yo.
Yeah.
You know, so you like, when you, to like I said, for you, we're saying like you lost not only
an intimate partner,
but at the end of the day, yo, nigga, that was my friend. That was my dog.
Right.
And now
that made me consider a lot about closure amongst people too. I've always been one. I don't like being cut off without notice. For me, that feels personal. Even if it ain't personal, it really feels personal.
Like,
So if we ever get to a situation where we're not going to deal with anything, I make it a big point to offer closure to that situation, that person, because I help.
Walk away and feel good.
I think it helps us either part ways or at least still be able to be friendly towards each other, if that makes any sense. So thankfully that has worked in the past. Anybody that I have been connected with in that way or any other way, when things weren't going to continue, us being able to communicate with it and offer closure to each other and however it's going to be has helped us maintain the friendship. Maybe 6 months after we stopped talking, she was really on my mind. Just a lot of things that I realized and thought about and just the loss itself. Mm-hmm. And I wrote her a really long letter. I know it's corny as fuck. People don't write letters no more.
I did.
Right.
I did that too. My friend.
You could feel my energy.
Yeah.
I sent her a letter.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I sent her a letter.
And I was just, you know, and just said, I wish you the best. And because I feel there's, you know, for me, there's no animosity
mm-hmm.
there. And I had to send that letter.
Yeah.
Right.
But it was not a letter of, well, because of what happened, it wasn't a letter of, you know, we're cool now.
And right.
But
right.
It was just a, here's what happened. And here's how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
And here, I'm sorry if I made you feel like this, 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 and this. And I wish you the best.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I'm not holding on to anything. I'm not mad. I'm not.
Right.
Know, can't fuck with you.
Right. But.
But.
Right.
We good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I and understanding that, look, I'm not mad at you.
Right.
I don't, you know, I'm good. I just don't fuck with you.
Right. I realized that too. Actually, this situation was one of the first situations where I could still, where that communication happened. But after the last bit of communication happened, somewhere in my mind was like, yeah, I'm glad y'all are over this, but y'all can't continue to operate as friends because mm-hmm. of the level of what you two have dealt with mm-hmm. each other. It's never going to be the same between you two. So maybe. You two need to independently heal, grow, do whatever the hell you're going to do a little more. But right now, just because we missed each other and we hurt for the loss didn't mean we need to come back for any more pain or any more shit between us, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, I didn't realize that until, again, you know, I sent my letter, my apology. She called and responded. We got a lot of, cleared the air on a lot of stuff. But at the end of the day.
Was that call hard?
Hmm?
Was the call hard?
The call was hard. The first day she called, I didn't answer because I just wasn't in the space or the place mm-hmm. to deal with the conversation. Mm-hmm. I did send her a message and I set up a time and a day where we could just talk.
Mm-hmm.
Got myself ready for it. I didn't really need to rehearse anything in my mind because we were just going to flow with whatever was going on. I said what I said. I realized my part in it, but you had to understand your part in it too.
Right.
And all parties. You know, I'm not big on blaming fingers. If anything, I try to evaluate my shit first. Now, if I gonna foul nothing, I ain't do wrong to no will. I didn't do nothing wrong. I ain't fucking do it. I'm not gonna take the blame if I ain't do it. Right. But again, I had to look at the situation a lot and evaluate my position in it and sharing that. And I think me sharing that up front, she actually acknowledged her parts of things that in the past it was like, no, 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 it wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried to set that tone and let her know where I came from. I know I was wrong here, but X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. I did it. So, okay. You know.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
But with that being said, I took the call and we just got through a lot. Good. We got through a lot.
That's good.
And I think we communicated for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
3 days, and she had mentioned therapy, and then she had mentioned that her therapist really did not believe it was the healthiest option for us to be back intertwined and communicating mm-hmm. with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And a part of me had already a part of me had already had that feeling. So for her to say it, it was actually a relief because I mean,
it could
was
have been more of a trauma bond than it anything.
It was, or.
Because she's still, her and her husband's still together, or they?
They are, and they're still roughly working through things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And even though y'all, you really should have worked through things before I got involved. I'm Kylie, that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Destruction and rebirth. That's one of my goddesses. I mean, so, you know, yeah, it's fun to play with the fire. It's nice and fun.
Mm-hmm.
But note it, nope. I'm here for us to play with the fire because it's some shit that got to be towed up. And then when the shit get tore up, don't get mad because it's just making room to rebuild, period.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks, but I feel like that's the same situation that happened with my first situation.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, you get pumped. You a nice ass dude.
Right.
But what the fuck is you doing with this alpha that run every goddamn thing? She can't run shit with me. So me and her fuss about shit, and you got to be the neutral man. You're supposed to be the tiebreaker, right. And you can't make a decision. No, we can't do with that. Yeah, so, you know, right, a bunch right. of that shit go on, right. and you be like, okay. Anyway, all that to say, Kylie Energy, Kylie Ma, that's my chick. That's been my energy. I've been aware of it for a while, and I have to be mindful of that. And actually, when I go into situations, that's my first thing now. All right, you know the energy. Mm-hmm. Destruction and rebirth. What we got to fix now. Right. Not that I go into situations trying to fix nothing. Right. No. I had to learn that's a no-no, too, because that's a whole other set of karma.
Lord, and sometimes listen. It might not even be that it's your energy is coming in to fix the situation. It mm-hmm. might be just for you.
Right.
Right.
You know, it might be just...
because you desire some good shit, too.
Mm-hmm. Period.
I can see that. So, yeah, that's another thought I have to have. Yeah. What type of energy am I putting out here? Mm-hmm. Am I putting out the energy that I'm needing something? Is this person coming because we both needing something? Mm-hmm. Is it something else? Mm-hmm. You know, some of my best friendships, relationships, connectionships, all that is between people that we have an unspoken, not infatuation, but most of whatever is drawing us together isn't on the surface. Mm-hmm. That makes any sense. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And those have been the most impactful experiences for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm always up for a lesson with that. Or some growth or blessing or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
Because you don't have those type of feelings for no reason. Mm-hmm. You know, it's different from me saying, oh, Mr. Right There, he is fine. You know, we can see where we can take that. That's completely right. Speaking different.
Mr. I'm sorry, I digress. But I was introduced to a video. And y'all know Teyana Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Iman.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a song called Seance.
Oh,
it's called what?
Seance.
Okay. Yes.
So he's like rap. It's kind of like poetic. He's a rapper kind of like situation.
Right.
I don't really pay attention to. I shouldn't say this. My husband said it wasn't nice to say, but I'm gonna say it. Like when you got like athletes, mm-hmm. and then they want to go and rap.
Right.
So cliche.
I mean, it's great if you dope.
Yeah.
But let's just be real. Half of their ass, you like,
right?
No, sir,
it's not your ministry.
It's not your ministry.
It seemed like that's a thing, though.
Yeah, people, like everybody, you look, oh, now success. You want to, you know, right. you want to go and
it's
rap.
Like, let's
rap.
Test the water over here.
Why everybody try to rap though? How you?
It's fast money.
How are you? This, it ain't.
Oh, it ain't, oil. It really
the
ain't.
Perception of
it ain't fast money. And I'm like, you want rap? We digress. But anyway, let's get back to Iman. In this video,
uh-huh.
So my sister was like, "Hey, you know, we were talking about because I love Tina uh-huh. Taylor.
I do too. She's dope.
I love her energy.
Mm-hmm. She's amazing.
I absolutely yeah. love
did
it.
You see, well, we'll talk about her today on Wendy. But anyway, I don't even watch Wendy, but you know, she popped across the screen. I was like, I can listen, right?
So, but he has my sister was like, "Look, check this out. Look at this video." So the video is under like the you know D'Angelo kind of concept.
Mm.
But the song is so fucking dope. And that's crazy because you got to go on YouTube. You can't, because I couldn't even find it on Spotify.
Oh, because wow.
when I heard, I couldn't find it on Spotify.
I'm going to have to check it out in a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like that. Okay.
It's oh, like it's
that.
All it's like that. That.
Okay.
Oh.
Let me slow down. Not too much. Hey. I'm just saying, it's a good video.
Okay.
And it's a good song.
Okay.
And I was disappointed that it wasn't on Spotify. Because I wanted to, like, really do something.
So that means that we need it on Spotify so we can do some dances, too.
Spotify. Yes. You don't get that for us.
I was feeling some type of way.
Oh.
And my body was moving.
Hey.
Ooh, I love I need my body to listen moving. To
just
this.
Without, just without you. You know what I'm saying?
Just be like, hey.
You
know? You'd be like, let me just
yes.
do
yes.
it.
And it.
Yeah. Wave. I'm not going to walk we right into about, that
but,
one.
But wave.
Yes.
Like, I ain't say the face.
Yeah. I'm not gonna walk okay. into that one. I'm that's just it. Gonna Google.
Because I've been saying a lot. I'm be quiet.
We're not doing Ties Ish today. We not.
Oh yes, not. We always do Ties Ish. What time is it?
That's right.
6:30. I'm about to break up this episode. This is gonna have to be a two-parter. Okay. Oh Lord, I hope it's neat. It's when you walk out straight across. What was it? Who's his name? Aman.
It's Iman. I-M-A-N, period.
And it's called Seance.
Seance. S-E-A-N-C-E. It's on YouTube.
Okay. Oh.
Can we just play it a little bit? Or will we get copyright issues?
It's technically public domain-ish. Somebody said I would say something, but Tiana can fight, and I don't want no and smoke. I, nice video, no smoke. Though. Cause I'm dead. Oh.
Yeah, it's nice. But you just gotta listen. It's what he said. See, I'm a words person.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, you know.
I'm gonna have to look.
Well, what I'm affectionate saying, like, I don't want you to just be able to do me good. I want you to talk me good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love some freaky fucking talking. Like that shit. I can do it all goddamn day. Like, I like just to talk freaky and say freaky shit and all day. I will do it all fucking day. Like, it works. And so when you have somebody that, girl, he was saying shit, and that's what I was like.
Boop.
Then what was fucked up, I'm like, God damn it, me and Chris were trying to get out the door. And now I got a whole different mindset. Like, I didn't go up here and talk to my husband real quick.
Like, I need a second. Hold on.
Right, hold on. Like, we supposed to be running errands. I'm trying to, you need to run up in it.
Right?
Like,
real quick.
Real quick. Because, honey.
Was it clean? I'm sorry if it wasn't. Okay. Because, girl, I thought they were, I think they're running back and forth. I'm trying to find the lyrics. I don't see the lyrics posted. I'm going to have to look for it. I'm going to have to listen to it, I guess.
Yeah, but you got to look, girl. That's what I said. That when he first started, he started talking. And he started with his rapping. Whatever he wanted. It was just poetic to me. I was just listening and like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I found another artist like that recently, too. The music industry is some bullshit. Same shit Tiana Taylor was talking about today.
Right.
She was saying that she's stepping away from music because she doesn't get promoted like she
expects. She's so fucking real and a girl. Is
right.
So dope. That's the shit.
And real shit don't seem like it gets mainstream.
They don't want real shit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They don't want real shit.
No. I see that. Yeah. I'm seeing that.
They don't want real talent.
Mm-mm. They don't want real shit. They want fake reality.
That's fucked up, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why reality TV, that ain't really reality, like I said, does so reality. Well.
Right. Right. Doing what it's doing.
Works, you know?
It's crazy.
But, yeah, you know, but it sucks. And it's like, yeah. I listened to that. I was like,
Maybe I don't need to watch it because, you know, I'm still on the show.
Nope, I'm going to watch it now, honey. Kitty already can't take her ass nowhere, so. Mm-hmm. Had to go have a talk with her. So,
well, at least I got a new toy. So. Huh?
When you watch it.
What happened?
When you watch it, you're going to be like.
Okay.
You're going to look. Right. I had to look to the side.
Who's watching?
Girl, that video. That video. I was like, all right, let me go. Went through. I'm, you know, on the computer too. And looked down. That shit, I looked. I was like, the fuck?
Looking around the room,
and then I was like, "Oh, I felt bad." So I told my husband, "I said, you need to go. You need to listen to this song. The video really ain't for you. It was just really listen. For the ladies." And that was my way of saying I was looking, but I wasn't looking.
Right.
I was just saying it was a nice video.
Right.
I know that's
right. The song is dope as fuck. Like it really is. Like. I was like, I didn't understand why I was on Spotify. But yeah, I'm sorry, I digressed.
That's okay.
Because you said something maybe to think about that video. And I was like,
oh. Hey.
That movement, that music, that make you move. That's
what right.
That's what.
Right.
That's what I'm connecting with. Me and Womack had that conversation recently. Just finding our style.
Mm-hmm.
How many opportunities it is within our energy for you. Our industry for you to actually find your style.
Right.
Just to
and
you and you know how we say it all the time, it's too you take this meat and you season that shit how you want to.
Right.
Season it how you want to and make it your own.
I like it.
And
that's what I love about dance.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't it though?
It's the most amazing thing in the world.
I think that's what made me come back, because I was still kind of stuck in Tina last week. And I got to twerk. And I was good. Well, twerking and taking my hair out. And I took the Tina hair out.
We had a whole discussion about you snatching his hair out in the middle of class. But that's neither.
Yeah. Listen, it was bothering my scalp. Like, I had to take it out.
That's how I feel. That's why I don't even waste money getting my hair done. Not with a whole bunch of weed.
JP
I know.
Was like, yo.
It was. It really was.
She was like, uh-uh.
I couldn't take, and I was like, I don't do this in the middle of class. I couldn't. And I think, honestly, not to sound deep on purpose, because I'm totally not trying to, but I think it was a purging thing. Yeah, and I was just like, yep. mm-mm.
That's amazing. Mm-mm. Me and my sister literally just talked about that. My sister had her locks for 17 years. Mm. She literally cut them all the way off. Had a fade for a few years, but she had gone through a lot in those couple of years. Bad separations, some abuse, locked up, all that good stuff. Mm. And she said, it was just like, you know, she cut them off for a couple of years, and then she relocked them. So I was like, what was the point?
Right. Yeah,
she said that she felt like she carried some of her trauma.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Right.
You can't do it. That's why I never understood, like, when I started, like, getting into the lock industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I started hearing that and was hearing people, like, they cut their locks off, but they save them.
Why?
Why? Because whatever it was that you were going through at that time,
mm-hmm.
it's still in there.
That weight, right. That trauma, yeah.
It's still
energy
there.
Energy is still right. in that hair.
So, you going to put it back on?
Right.
Right.
I think that's why I feel so free
I never
about
understood
my
it that way,
and,
though.
And not,
I did
not
I never.
Let my hair grow back because, like... It's just, it's something about the energy. And my mom's always like, you go grow. No, I'm never going to grow my size back. I'll probably be like 60 years old still.
That's okay.
Getting my hair cut.
That's all right.
It's something about the energy in the side of my hair. I just, I can't.
And that was me with short hair. Like my energy was so different when my hair was super short. Just because, one, that was me naturally anyway. I grew it out because somebody else liked it. And you know that was that, but my energy had
but you
always
got bundles on your head now. So I'm trying. Why you got bundles now?
Oh, because it became convenient.
It's convenient.
Yeah, to you leave sure it there. Because even when it was short, though, if you don't do nothing with short hair, you look like a pluck. I look like a pluck chicken. Quick, like
short hair, you can't pull it.
You know, I like that too. Yeah. So that might this be it. True. I think it's more that.
Speaking of which, let me shout out my barber because I'm late and I'm like, can you just cut my hair before Christmas? He ain't responding to me. I love you, Javon. I'm sorry.
Okay. Sorry. Continue. Our bad.
Sorry, didn't do it.
Right?
Hey, Robin. I'm glad my appointment was tomorrow.
I know. I was like, we done moved it. And I'm like, are you still there? Like, can I just like, listen, I'll come early in the morning. Sorry. I just need a haircut before Christmas.
I know that's
my
right.
My woman side back.
Hey, sorry.
Sorry, Javon.
But this was good.
This was so good.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for sharing.
That is courageous.
Very.
To share your story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and share experiences. And it's very empowering. You know, we don't know who's going to hear this.
Right.
You know, and it's going to help somebody.
Right.
You know, to be able to truly get on that journey to find themselves and understand if, yes, this works for me. Or if they were thinking about it and they hear the story and they're like, oh, well, yeah, I'm down. And then, you know, it's going to help somebody be like, okay,
right.
I have a complete understanding.
Right.
You know, and so it was very, very courageous for you to come on mm-hmm. and share your story.
Thank you.
And be vulnerable.
Yes.
Because you have to do that. So thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
On.
We
thank you for having me.
It. Absolutely.
See,
we love you more. Wait.
Say everything's better with its work.
Right. Everything's better with its work. Everything.
Sasha had me in a grocery store doing wiggles and shit. Everything. I got them just now.
Oh, I get in trouble all the time. My daughter be like, Mommy, no TWRKING. Like, you know what? Oh, when I put the pole up, she goes, Mommy, just promise me that there's no TWERKING in front of the pole. Hey, I'm like, ma'am.
I was about to do it in front of her when I was downstairs, but she was on the phone. And so I was like, I don't, okay. my ass. Y'all know I like starting shit.
Right. But everything is better with a twerk.
She said I like starting stuff.
I like starting.
That is going down.
Going down. Oh, you bad? Okay, watch this.
The fire starter.
I do.
Yes.
Every time
I
was like,
fire
star. Hey. Like, Tally be like, she'd be like, she come give me a hug, though. And I'm like, I'm about to twerk.
You, she got it from. It's your fault.
She's like, no. When I did it, was it last week? When I did it, and she took off running upstairs.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, she was
like,
gone.
She was that damn anime thing. Her hands was back.
It's almost like she allergic to twerking, and I'm like, girl, your mama love throwing that ass in the circle. I don't, but you know,
well, that's appreciate cool. That she's still innocent with that
she
shit. Because
that same, she
I'm telling you, I know some
10.
Young folks. We were talking about it. It was like, yo, you throwing all that ass in a circle for free on the internet. You don't even know.
Listen, I don't even know. Very innocent 10. I'm glad she's that way. I hope she keep that same energy.
Keep
for 10 to 12 more years, that's fine.
She said 10 to 12 more. Hold on, ma'am. 10 to 12 more?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just make
it that
sure.
Make her in her early 20s. Yeah, should be. 20. Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
Cool.
You can get out, once you get out my house, and I ain't paying for your bills, and you can twerk.
Hey. Oh. You got to pay bills to twerk. I like it.
What?
You got to pay bills to twerk?
You got to pay bills to cuss at my house.
Yeah. Unless we twerking together. We can have a twerk session together. But you can't
really
just be out.
I don't know how I feel about that one.
I'm just not ready to see my daughter in that way.
And
like,
what
I'm,
makes you think
I'm
gonna see you in that way. That's why she be telling you don't do it.
Right.
But I can't help it.
Like, yo, so
you
I
got Daylen on the other hand, like, yeah. Like, what the fuck?
I'm done. She
I don't know.
Said,
I'm just not
be
ready.
Like, Lord, yes, go hang around, Tally. Calm the fuck down. Yeah, like, and
I'm
not that she's
ready.
Like, she not, you know, she's not five and out here twerking, but she, you know, she throw that hand up in a minute and be like, yes.
I think that's just self awareness. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
A little bit.
It's confidence.
Yeah.
It's
exactly.
Confidence. She's very
little,
confident.
Little batch. You know,
very.
It's just like. What happened?
She said very.
Very.
No, I think she passed that a long time ago. I would like very. Very would be nice.
Well, listen, one thing about her is you know she is not going to be nobody's follower. She is not going to be nobody's sucker, nobody's fool, nothing.
But you have to consider where all that comes from. I learned that recently about one of my younger relatives. Her mother was talking about how she was worried about how much of a follower and this and that she was and how she looked to outside people. And it was like, well, you have to pour into her.
Yes.
They are used to getting their confidence builder and everything they need foundationally from the parent.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they have that, they are more secure in the world and they won't be followers. So, you know, and her just not knowing, it was like, well, once we pour into her a little more and work with her confidence on our level, she'll understand how dope she is and she won't need to want to follow nobody else. So kudos to you, Mom. She like that because you a whole mood already. And you're going to pull a whole lot of mood into your mini.
Yes.
And now she a whole nother mood
she
herself too.
Mine is,
she
you
is.
Know, she's a conservative part of me. That's what she is. Mine. She's that conservative part of me.
Which is okay.
No,
yeah,
she,
okay.
She's that. She's like, no, I'm going to get this shit done.
Yeah.
Right.
She's like,
she's
I have a vision. I see this. And I don't need your distraction.
And that's what's on display, I think. I think you're a mad go-getter, and your daughter sees that. Mm-hmm. And so her mindset, thankfully, you know, is more work than all that bullshit. Because she know what's going to get her paper and what ain't.
Right.
All right, she know my fucking brain about to make this money twerking my ass and get me in my book.
Right.
You know, that's good. That's your business if that worked wherever else. But her mind is where it's at, which is cool, though. Yeah. At least she can. Hell, you never know. Her ass might be running some shit on both ends. Fucking play with me. I'm going to teach y'all how to shit
trying.
Done.
Right. She's saying she want to be the next Marseille Martin. I said, your mama got you.
Hey.
Okay, so we working on that.
Hey, look, and then she ain't going to need no fucking manager. She going to be doing their job better than they fucking doing it.
Exactly.
Hell, they going to have her managing their other fucking clients. Like, I got this shit.
Right.
She going to get all the money. So, hey.
Exactly.
Right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. No, that's ain't right. nothing exactly. wrong with that at
like
all.
Somebody told me the other day, I said, she gonna make me a millionaire. And the it was cute. He said, nah, you gonna already be there. You'll she be gonna make you more money. I said, from your you mouth
exactly.
to God's
exactly.
ears.
That's hey, right. that's my all thing. Day, because you have first example. Right. You have first example.
Thank
yeah.
you.
She gonna add to it.
Goddamn right.
Period. All day. Mm-hmm. I love that.
It's coming.
I tell my kids all the time, hey, I got money.
You Ray,
get you out there and get yours.
Go get
right. it. Have some more money. How about that? I need a return on my investment.
I know that's right. right. Return on my investment.
I need a return on my damn investment.
You know what, though? Not to switch gears, but Facebook ain't got no chill with some of these memes. I seen a meme yesterday that said, I got to get up and go to work because two people wanted to get together and have unprotected sex. I'm serious.
right. You know what? That would be Dawson. Oh, like, I can see Dawson saying some shit like that. Like, I ain't fucking ass to be here.
Right.
Like,
oh, that is funny.
What you mean? You was the one who decided to do what you did. Like, so yeah, pay my bill. I didn't right. ask to be here.
I think that's the way a lot of young people think. But I was just like, Facebook, you ain't got no chill because it ain't no business. They ain't got no business saying this.
The fucking internet has no chill. None whatsoever.
Listen, the memes, like, I'm still crying about the memes during the election.
Those were just so funny.
Those had me in tears. The
what's the other one recently too? The fight.
The
fight where dude get knocked out cold, got knocked to sleep. Boxing.
Oh, Nate.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because we said it's time to go, Nate.
It was like three minutes.
First of all, did y'all see it?
I didn't see it.
How?
First of all,
I don't know him prior to, but was he talking shit though?
Well, here's the deal.
She said, okay, here's the deal.
So, you know, Nate Robinson, he's an athlete, you know. Mm-hmm. Mostly known for basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm not mad because, you know, you still wait for the Bulls. Chicago, shut down in the house. But still, nigga. I'm sorry, it's just supposed to be. I said, stop.
Ninja? I got you.
Yeah, I always say ninja.
I try. You got your ass in this ring, and you started fighting like you was in a street fight.
What?
Right. The reason why I'm talking like this is because I don't watch boxing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I don't like MMA. I don't like women fight. I hate to see the shit when they put it up on
social media.
Social media of people fighting and they going at. I don't like it. I don't like to watch it.
Right.
I'm like this. Nah. So I don't watch it. But of course, you know, everybody's like,
it's being watching hyped.
It. You know, my husband's like, nah, we gonna order a fight. And I was like,
Right.
So he's like, Mom, you gotta watch it. All right, fine. So now, if I'm gonna watch it, I still got a head to do. So I'm gonna sit down, watch it, and do my sister's hair.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, again, I said all that to say, I know shit about boxing. Nothing. Mm-hmm. But what I did know was that you was not supposed to go in like that.
Fighting like that. I'm done.
That's what I did
That's
know.
That's what you did know.
That's all I knew. And when I tell you, that boy went in the way he was fighting, and he got that first hit, and he was stumbling, I was like, uh-oh. This ain't finna go well.
Or long.
He was done then. Like, he was done.
He really was. He was shocked.
He was done then. And then the boy got knocked out before and shit.
And
he was still laid out. They had announced him as the winner. They had announced the boy as the winner.
He's still out.
The janitor was coming.
I'm done. She said the janitor was.
They was trying to clean up.
The janitor was ready to take out the trash and shit.
And for Mike and Nate, still laying there, taking a nap and shit.
They
like, bruh.
Still night night.
Hey. Like,
you ain't gotta go home, but
you gotta get the hell out of here.
Yo, you know how many people were mad as hell that paid to see that shit?
Like, it was, but the thing about it though was like, those were the most entertaining of the fights. You know, it was funny. My son, I always talk about my son's podcast, I always find a way to throw it in here. But podcast, Instant Replay, Dominic Strowski. Yes, listen, it's on iTunes and all this good stuff. But he was talking about it, right? And so, you know, he was so surprised because he really did. He was like, Nate is an athlete. You know, mm-hmm. He would say that.
He got some stamina and endurance.
You know, he is an athlete. And I swear to God, I wish everybody could have heard us, because when that bell went off, we saw, like, how you go into a fight with your head down, just
swinging?
What the hell?
Swaying. All of flailing. Us. Flailing.
We are, everybody in the house, as soon as the ding, and he went for it, we all said, oh. I looked around.
I can imagine
around,
the hush.
Right, I looked around because I was like, okay, I am the only person in this house that doesn't know shit about boxing. So I'm looking at everybody else's faces like, this can't be right, right? And I'm right, like, okay, they didn't, everybody else didn't got no the same face I got? Good. Right. Everybody else got the same face I got, so.
I ain't
the only one to know this is right. not right.
Right.
This is not how it's supposed to
So how does that go in boxing, though? They don't do no practice trial run. He ain't boxed with the damn bag. I mean.
Well, that's what they were saying. Like, who trained this? Like, who right. did you who get training?
You're right. Because it didn't look right.
You know, he was explaining it. And that's what, you know, I said Dominic was explaining it. And he was saying that what they say is that, especially if you're new to boxing, it's kind of like that thing. Like stage fright, almost like you
freeze.
Oh, and everything you learned goes out the window. Like you forget it. You go into panic mode.
Oh wow!
And that's and when my son said, when Dominic said it, I'm like, that makes sense.
Yeah,
right.
Because I was literally like, get rid of the whole squad.
Right. Everybody
throw
five.
Away the whole squad.
Right. Everybody.
We damn near about to throw you away, Nate. But just get rid of the whole squad. You know, but when he, you know, when it was, when he explained it and he was like, you know, sometimes it just, it happens. Like right. you can do all the training in the world and do all that. And then you get up there and your brain go, phew, all right. the training in the world goes out the window.
Bum, ba-dum.
And now you, right. See, that's when you were supposed to hit that.
I don't think I have that one.
Wait, you wait.
Damn it.
Nope. Yeah, you got a womp womp because you did that. All the button.
I'm done.
And our poor guest had to hear all that because luckily I don't have to have the headphones on today. We're sorry.
Sorry.
It was a good womp womp.
Good one.
Yeah. Okay.
It was good.
Breaking news. I got something that won't make it butt itch.
Ooh. Is it some money?
No.
Oh,
but our governor signed an executive order so bars and restaurants can offer cocktails and alcohol to go. Just now.
Just what we need.
To go.
More drunk ass people on the road.
To go.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
If you getting a drink to go, why couldn't you just go to the damn liquor store and
because
take your ass?
Because you know, let me tell you something, I'm mad about that shit because I found out today the fucking I'm sorry.
Was it a Sunday thing?
No.
No, what you find out though?
But, you know, I was out running my errands this morning and I'm getting my shits and stuff for, you know, the holiday. And I was like, well, I'm over here. Let me go to the liquor store. You know that fucking liquor store? The liquor store don't open till 1 o'clock.
What?
Yes.
Oh, they did change the hours. They did.
Yes.
Because of COVID? I don't know.
A shorter out. Yes.
Whatever.
Something
ain't
did
no
change
shorter alcohol.
Them. No, not shortness, but they just changed the hours for whatever reason.
Why? Everything closed at like 6 o'clock now, so what time does it close?
But they close at their normal time, I thought they did.
They usually close at 9, I think. Or they close a little bit earlier.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it used to be 9.
Mm.
It used to be 9. But now, yes, they open. I was like, why it look like the thing is down? You know how they got the little metal thing down? So I'm like, why? Oh, maybe it's just that. I look at the other door. I was like, I can close. And then I'm tripping like, bitch.
What day is it?
What day is it?
That'd be me too.
Right.
I be trying to check myself first before I go off.
And
on
I was
you.
Like, before
like
I
maybe
start
I'm
tripping.
Right.
Today is Monday, right?
Right. It's supposed to be open.
It's supposed
today.
To be open. Like, I'm looking at him like, right?
Ain't nothing changed. Right.
You know, like, I need confirmation. My ass ain't losing it. And so then when we were coming, he was like, he said, no, they ain't going to open until 1. And I was like, that's okay.
Right.
Just like that stupid, just as the fucking we're stopping drinking at 9 and close at 10. That's dumb.
Yeah, I don't.
My problem with all of this is grown ass people gonna do what they're gonna do.
Yeah, that part.
You ain't changing shit.
Right.
I mean, that's how damn, what is it?
Going to the housing party.
NASCAR
right.
got started and shit. The damn people running the liquor prohibition and shit like that. You just create, you breed an environment for a problem.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You do. And this whole thing here now, you going to breed a whole nother environment. All right, well, some of us wanted to go in a bar and sit the fuck down and have a drink.
Right.
Now we got to have our drinking to go with it and sip it while on the way home.
Exactly.
Right. I think if I get caught in traffic and I gonna sip too much before I get to the house, is it my fault or is it your fault?
Because, you know, it's like if he does nothing, then he faces backlash. If he does what the hell he's doing, he faces backlash. It's like with politics, I feel like. It's just never
a win-win. Yeah, you can't make
everybody
happy. Never a win-win. And if you piss half of them off
and make on a lie, you never going to win.
This is true.
And politics is all based on a lie.
Right. That's true.
And again, if everybody happy, you ain't doing something right. Half of them pissed off, half of them good. Something's right.
I must be doing something right because I keep a lot of shit.
Bitches, I am mad. Yo, and the universe don't see that energy as any different. Whether you sitting in here talking shit or you giving me kudos, your energy going up and into my domain to fund anything I'm interested in. So keep talking, bitch. You know?
That's right.
People I don't fuck with, they don't even exist. I don't even see you. You won't get the opportunity to benefit from this energy. And then if you fucking round and make me act out of character, I'm really mad.
Yeah. Because
you just got a whole lot of energy that you was undeserving of.
You was undeserving. We got to pause because I'm about to go somewhere.
Go ahead.
We got to stop.
We got to stop.
We got to stop. That right there.
Hold that thought. Write it down.
That energy, you taking me to a dark place?
Sorry.
You're taking me to you.
Hold that thought.
Why you send a? We are cut.
She said cut.
So on that note,
I'm about to start saying some names.
Oh shit. Okay. Let me go ahead and go before she starts saying names and passing receipts. So. Thank you for joining this episode, probably, of Real Talk Tuesdays.
Definitely
going to be probably two episodes.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for our guest, Perfection. That was so awesome.
Oh my God, this was so fun.
It really was.
It was everything that I thought it was going to be.
And then
I was
some.
Like a kid on Christmas.
Right?
Oh my goodness.
I definitely deadass was. Like, I was so excited about
this
show. Like, I've really been looking forward to
right.
it.
Right. Same.
All the questions, because y'all know I be having questions.
I'm just sitting over here nodding aggressively with my mouth open. I got all the fucking questions.
I'm like,
I appreciate the judgment-free zone. I know it's not the traditional. Absolutely. I know a lot of people don't see the correctness, whatever, and what go on. But at the end of the day, my choice, my life.
Exactly.
And
say it again.
My choice, my life.
Yes.
I'm just trying to live and have a good time. Ain't trying to hurt nobody.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, let's keep growing.
Move, bitch.
I know, that's right.
Hey,
everything's better with a twerk.
Everything's better with a twerk.
It makes it all better.
It really does. On that note, thank you so much for listening. Make sure you connect with us on social media. Share, like, comment, subscribe,
all that good stuff.
We appreciate you
guys.
And
we're going to get a camera in here soon.
We got a camera in here.
We're going to set it up. That's what I mean.
Y'all technical.
We're going to
set it up.
Why you got to be all technical?
I'm sorry. My bad. Happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays.
To all you beautiful people, be safe out there. Wear your damn mask because, I mean.
Why not?
I'll cooperate.
I was just about to look over.
Say, wow, Perfection, you rebel ass.
And remember that twerking makes everything better.
Absolutely. I do. Sometimes, too. You know, I go places I already know it's going to be a problem. I just want my damn food. I put the mask on. You give me food, and I get out your way.
Right. That's
so
right.
I know how to cooperate. Exactly. I will, and I do.
If everybody did cooperate that way,
right.
Yeah. You know, just do it a little more than you already doing it.
Right.
Start there. Damn it. If you can't wear a mask every time, do it a little more than you normally would. Start right there, and that's enough.
Work your way up.
Work your way to it. You know, we ain't saying strap a mask to your whole face today.
Is so perfect. Wow, perfect. Perfection. Wow. It's so perfect for her.
Yes, honey.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys. We love you.
Love you till next time.
We're out. We'll holla.
No, it's the wrong one.
See, nope. Look at your ass. That's
right. There we go.
I'm done.
And the magic.
I'm done. Bye.